I'm so excited to give you a little more insight on a word of the Lord that Jesus gave me, I believe, for everyone who would put their faith to this word. This is one of those words where God is seeking to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. And He's given me wisdom and application above that which I shared earlier in a message that I entitled Sudden Birth, Sudden Birth. And so I guess you could call this Sudden Birth Part Two. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, it's such a wonderful opportunity to be here in your presence, God. How excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, I pray that the people will praise you. Let the people praise you. I pray that the mountains will clap and the skies will dance at the thought of your goodness. We praise you for this word and we ask now that you feed us, Lord, from your hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to submit to the Holy Spirit and share with you the word of the Lord that I received initially. And then I'm going to give you a little more insight from Jesus on what we are to do to prepare for this breakthrough that God has for you. So, in case you didn't hear or see the word of the Lord that I released earlier in the week called Sudden Birth, you can look at it on our YouTube channel or our platforms. Website, especially in our podcast. But in the dream of the Lord that I had, I saw a woman who was pregnant and she was sitting in a park. She was sitting on a park bench. And I walked over to this woman and she was in her third trimester. She was carrying this child, but she was not yet due. She was not yet expecting the birth of her child. She was still several weeks away and was just enjoying the scene, minding her own business. But at a moment in time, the baby came forth. I saw the head first, and then the baby came out almost immediately after I saw the head emerge, and the baby was bathed in blood. And the woman, of course, was shocked and stunned. I was comforting her. It was not what she expected, and it was almost jarring to her, even though it was a wonderful moment and a miraculous birth. It also was jarring and unexpected. And so I had to minister to her that everything was going to be okay. And the baby was healthy. Again, the baby was covered in the blood, talking about how the baby has been redeemed and covered. And that which God is going to bring forth from you is going to come suddenly. It's going to come with you knowing what God said, but you weren't expecting. Expecting it to come to pass. Oh, somebody needs to hear the Lord. Some things God has said to you that you know were God, but they haven't come to pass. You've been waiting patiently. You're not expecting them to come. They're going to begin to start breaking out. There's breakthrough coming. And so, what the Lord wanted me to minister to you about regarding this gift, what are children? They are a heritage. They are a gift from God. They are an inheritance. And so, the Lord is preparing you now to receive the reward. And before I say another word, I need to just make sure everyone hears me say this. This requires your faith. Things come forth by faith. The woman was prepared. The woman knew she was carrying something. She had been nourishing that child. Amen. She had been eating what she needed to eat. She had been taking the folic acid. She had been cautious and not to put herself in a position to injure the living being inside of her that she was responsible for, that she was stewarding until its time of arrival. And so God wants you to have that same kind of spirit, that same kind of expectation, which I will get into in just a moment. But the Bible is very clear that we must have faith, that the just will live by faith, the righteous will live by faith. Jesus says to us in the book of John that if we believe by living in him, or that rather, if we live by believing in him, that we will not see death. Meaning we should live by belief. We should live in him by faith in him. And so when a prophetic word comes forth, a lot of times I just can sense that people are hesitant or skeptical because they're thinking, man, it's not for me. Well, the Bible says, some things did not come to pass for folks that God intended to bless because they did not mix the word of God with faith. The word that hits the stony heart falls to the wayside. The word that gets choked by the cares of this life, meaning you receive the word initially, but because of the things that are going on that don't seem to match what you believe, you give up. Those words do not spring forth. And so God wants your heart to be prepared that there's breakthrough for you. Yes, you. A breakthrough God has promised. God doesn't promise things that he doesn't intend to see come to pass. The Bible says that has he not said, will he not do it? The Bible says, faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it. He is the executor, the administer of his will. And so we need to receive that there's something you're carrying, a word of God. What does the baby represent? A seed that was sown in the right environment and was fed, nourished, and protected until its time of arrival. And that is what the word of the Lord is to you. Now, what I want you to understand is that in spite of the fact that God has a promise that he's going to reveal and manifest in your life, you must do what I just alluded to, and that is prepare. Let's talk about what parents do when they're expecting a newborn. They set aside space for that child. They set up a room, come on, and they put certain furniture in the room that is specific to the infant's needs. Oh, somebody needs to give God glory. What are the things God wants you to put in place? What room is God asking you to make in your life for that which is coming? I'm gonna give you a very practical example. When my wife and I had a virtual baby shower during COVID-19, we did not expect the things that we asked for. It's so crazy. You know, you'd make the registry, and we'd put the registry on Target. And we had all these things that we were requesting, but it was when all the things started showing up, we did not have room. The Bible says that God will bless you sometimes when you won't have room to receive it. He says, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not have room to receive it. That's imagery of a storm that is pouring out rain and the ground doesn't have enough ability to absorb what's being poured out, and it's flooding the atmosphere. That's what God can do. But there are times when the Lord tells us something is coming so that we can make room for it. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord brought me to today in Isaiah 43 and verse 18. It says, do not remember the former things, meaning don't try to stay in the place where you are. Don't try to set your life up based on your past. It says, nor consider the things of old. And it says, behold, meaning pay attention. I will do a new thing. It's a promise. Now it shall spring forth, meaning suddenly. Shall you not know it? Meaning, will you not perceive? Will you not understand? Will you not recognize that this is coming soon before you think it's coming? And then he goes to say, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will do miraculous things in dry places in your life where it doesn't seem possible. I'm going to break through in your life where it doesn't seem probable. I'm going to bring rain in your life where there's no possible way that you can see it coming forth. My promise is still coming. And God says we need to know it. We need to perceive it. He warns us of it before it happens. Why? So that we can prepare. Some of us need to make more room in our day for the Lord. Some of us need to see that the doors, remember, this is the year of the door. I've been prophesying since September of 2023 that the Hebrew year that we stepped into is the year of the open door. It's the year of the door of obedience. Those of us who have been walking by faith and not by sight, God is opening doors for you. And it's going to be overwhelming. There are going to be so many opportunities. You're going to begin to wonder, what's going on? What's wrong? How can I handle all of these things? I'm experiencing it myself. God has poured out blessing, and I'm making room to receive it as best as I can, but it's not possible. And so what I had to do was make space in my mind and heart for the possibility that what was coming was going to be overwhelming to my psyche and my flesh. And so I won't reject some of the things God is bringing into my life. And I won't say, well, that's not for me. That's not for me, because I can't perceive my ability to handle it. I can't perceive my ability to execute. And some of us need to pray and fast and prepare. Jesus, before he began his ministry, he was baptized. He received the affirmation of the Father. The Spirit fell on him like a dove, and he immediately went into the wilderness. Why? To make his flesh submit to the power of God that was going to be poured out through him as angels were going to ascend and descend upon him, the Son of Man, throughout the earth. And an open heaven was going to be above him at all times. times, and the Lord was going to be pouring out a blessing on him at all times where there would not be room to receive it. What did that mean in his context? That the people, the Jews that he was sent to, could not receive the Son of God. They could not receive the miraculous. He worked signs in their midst, and he said, these signs speak of me. It shows that I've come from the Father, and they rejected him. Why? They could not mix the Word of God, the seed of the Lord, the Word wrapped in flesh. They could not receive him in their hearts. Their hearts were hardened. They could not perceive the Messiah being something outside of their grid. And their grid had to expand, and they could not possibly expand their grid because they were considering the former things. They were considering the things of old. They were considering the traditions, God Almighty. They were considering the things that they did that spoke of Jesus. So when Jesus came, it was supposed to prepare them to see him, but in fact, it became rote. It became something they did out of form and fashion. It was a form of godliness. Their outward appearance looked righteous, but their insides were not of God. And so they were wicked, even though they had the word. God Almighty. And God saying, prepare yourself for an outpouring of my spirit. What is the intangible thing you've been asking for? The encounters with God, the dreams, the visions, the laying on of hands, the prophecy, come on, the ministry growth. Come on, somebody. Are you preparing for God to pour out his spirit on you? Are you going to allow God to overtake you with his blessing? I'm excited because God is telling you to make room right now. Jesus said, if you live by believing in me, you will not see death. What he's saying is, if your life is just bent on believing what I say and following me and not man, he says, you will not taste the death of this world, that you will see the abundant life of Jesus. That is my prayer for you, and I'm going to pray. Father, right now, God, that which you have bathed in the blood of Jesus, that which has been sanctified, protected, preserved, and prepared for the appearance of Jesus in our lives, we ask you to bring it forth in the name of Jesus right now. God, bring it. Doors open now in the name of the Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven. Rain on us, O God. I pray that we won't have room to receive it, but in our spirit, man, we will have a soft heart and we will have an open spirit to what you're going to do. This is my prayer, God. We perceive you're doing a new thing. We perceive you're going to resurrect things that were dead. We're going to walk on water in the Holy Ghost. You're going to help us to do things that are impossible. Transference of property into the kingdom of God, finances into the kingdom of God, healing in the name of the Lord. Somebody's believing God for healing, manifestation of healing over you. Somebody's disabled and you're not believing the Lord. And God said, trust me for the healing, my daughter. Trust me in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm hearing the word. Barbara, receive the healing in Jesus' name. Receive the healing in Jesus' name. Barbara Gaither, receive the healing in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. He's going to do the impossible, that which we expect, but we don't expect it to happen to us. Oh my, sometimes we expect God to move, but we want it for somebody else more than we want it for ourselves. And we don't take care to recognize that we've not been disqualified, but rather qualified by the DNA inside of us. Oh my, God is replicating himself through you. You are now in the DNA of heaven. You are in the bloodline of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus in you is going to bring forth a populace in the earth that is going to transform the earth. Receive this word, says the Lord. What life inside of you is God looking to unleash? Oh, Father, what is he going to pour into you that you are to pour out on the earth? What example, an exemplary image of Jesus is in you that God is bringing forth? It's coming in the name of Jesus. The kingdom is coming. Jesus' words were, the kingdom of God is within you. Somebody praise the Lord. He's going to bring the kingdom of God forth from your womb, from your spirit, in Jesus' name. And I prophesy this over your life. May you receive the engrafted word of Jesus. We bless you for this, God. We bless you for this, God. I praise you for this word. God, I ask you now that we stand on the word and we stand in faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here. I pray this word touches you. I pray you pray into this word. How is the Lord? Ask you to make room for his word in your life. Until next time, may you be blessed. Find us at faithfireworldwide.com. You can give there as well. You can even find us at linktree.com/faithfire. We praise God for you. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, we'll see you. Bye-bye. Glory to the Lord.